A letter to the church from Apostle Paul. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work. This is how we become the butterfly. Love, grow, serve.
Excellent. Hello, everybody. Good to see you. My name's Ben, I'm part of the team here. Why don't you just say hello to someone who you didn't say hello to when Dave asked you to? Just turn around, ask someone, say hello. And I'll tell you why I should do that. Lovely to see you. You know, I came to this church community, what year are we in now? Is it 2018 now? Right, I can't believe it's March, what happened? And I came here nearly 13 years ago now, which is amazing. I know I look 21, I know, but that's just the Nivea for you. I came here, and every week, the guy who got up on stage was like, hey, good morning, church, you're all right, you know, whatever it used to be. Say hello to, give 10 people, go and cross-pollinate was one thing. Go cross-pollinate, walk across the room, and high-five 10 people, which just totally, I'm an introvert, so it totally goes against what I fundamentally believe about humanity. To be so happy and love other people as much as extroverts do. But it did help in actually breaking some of that. Sometimes we get in our own lane on a Sunday and our seat becomes our lane. But we are a community and you are part of a family. And so now I use it as an opportunity to genuinely say hello to people I don't know. And so when someone says, go and say hello to someone, I'm not looking out for that person I've said hello to 50 times. I'm looking out for that new person who I can say, I'm Ben, I came here 13 years ago. We knew you were coming here today. You're our guest. You're welcome. And so that's why we do that. Okay, so today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something called Toward the Butterfly. And a few weeks ago, if you remember, Dave Belfield, our senior leader, got up on this very stage. Yes, this very stage. He got up here and he spoke about what the next sort of season looks for us, looks like for us. And he spoke about some team changes, some what's going on internally. But then he used a really powerful phrase and he said, we're heading toward the butterfly. He said, we were a caterpillar as a church, and now we've kind of in this space and we're in this new season, and we are not called to be caterpillars anymore. We're called to be butterflies. And so the next month in March, what we're going to do is we're going to be focusing on toward the butterfly. What does it look like to live in freedom with a new life in exploration? And Dave's not here today. He's actually speaking in a church in Bedworth. If you don't know where Bedworth is, join the club. If you Google it, you'll find it. It's somewhere next to Mordor. So if you go online, and Dave's the part of his role in this church community is to go out and start to take what God has done here and try and use it to bless and challenge other churches to change. Because we are an exceptional church community. We are very imperfect. How many know? Are you perfect in here? No? Okay, great, yeah, because you're from Wigan. So that's the starter for you. So am I. And he's taking it out. And it's exciting. And so hold him up in your prayers continually. You know, it says it in the New Testament, in the Bible, that we need to pray for our leaders and show them double honor. So what we need to do for Dave and Helen, our senior leaders, is pray for them all the time. We are here because they made a way. And so keep them in your heart, and he'll give me 20 quid for saying that. So there we go. Okie doke. So let's look at this image together, shall we? So this is transition. So we would say that we're in a time, if you're new here, you're about to get a real kind of crash course in what it's been like over the last few years. And if you're not new here, hopefully I'll be able to articulate some stuff that's gone on and where you kind of fit and find yourself. So we're in transition. So we have a little caterpillar, we have the chrysalis, and we have the butterfly, and we have a little sign where the chrysalis to say, we are here. That's for all the podcast listeners. Do you know we have people from all over the world listening to our podcast? Phenomenal. Sometimes we say a real northern joke and people in like West Africa are like, I don't get it. I don't understand what's a pie. So we've got to make sure we explain what's on screen because you can't see it. Hello, everyone out there listening. Bad podcast. If you've got any complaints, then you can email rachelcalland@tcclife.com. I'm joking. That's actually the truth. She shields us from a lot. Okay, so here we go. So is the process changed? So here we go. So we've got the caterpillar, we've got the chrysalis, which is also called the pupa. Thank you, I googled that one. And love Google today, and that's the butterfly. Now we would say as a church community that for years we were in this stage of being a caterpillar. Small, localized, restricted on space. You know, we haven't been in this building 1 year yet. You know, we were in a tiny room for about 3 years. Yeah. And don't ask me how we survived or how, like, fire regulations got us through. I don't know how, just the grace of God. And we were in a different room before that, and we've built this place. You know, we did this. And so this is where you find yourself now. So we were a caterpillar, a limited space, small, localized. And we really desire to be a butterfly. She's all over the country, all over the world. We want our influence to spread beyond just this room, but out and everywhere we can, because we believe that a group of normal people in Wigan can do extraordinary things through the faith and the love of Christ. So we want to get that out. We also want to have a massive local impact. We want to change the statistics in the town. All them stats about mental health and illness and poverty. We're going to change that, okay? And this is the butterfly. This is where we start to go as a church community. But we find ourselves in this middle stage here in the chrysalis, in the pupa, where it just seems like we're not quite there yet, but we're clearly not where we've been. And so together today, I want to set this series up by laying out a few things and hopefully expanded on some stuff that our senior leader spoke about and put you right on the page so that next week when we start to dig in and dig deep into what the butterfly looks like, you're ready to go.
Great.
See, in the chrysalis, things are changing. They're adapting. There's a new formation happening that has not happened before. Because the reality is, we are in the chrysalis. Look at all the empty seats. Look at all this room for people. We can fit 1,000 seats out in here. Isn't that amazing? There's only 500 out now. There's loads of room for everyone. We're still in this stage of kind of welcoming people. And if you're new here again, we want to make sure we welcome you well. We find ourselves practically, as we look at the chrysalis, we see that we need volunteers. There are key positions and expertise that you have in your business world, in your family world, that you can bring into the house in order to help others, serve others, invest in others, and not just keep it to yourself. We want to reach the 300,000 people in our town and in our borough, but yet sometimes we find ourselves with little confidence in our scattered places. Sometimes we find ourselves disarmed by fear, as they were singing before. How is it that we can live this butterfly life wherever we are, in our homes, our neighborhoods, our wherever we are? How can we live as a butterfly and not just shrink and become a caterpillar when we leave this room? How do we do that? How do we serve the world? This is the deal, right? So this is what happens. When you announce changes, in fact, I'll show you this picture first. I found this on Pinterest before, and it's a little story of a caterpillar and his spouse, and you'll see it on screen now. So we have a caterpillar on the grass who is kind of facing away from the tree, and we've got the chrysalis up in the tree, and obviously his spouse is in the chrysalis, and he's saying, just what is taking her so long?
She only went upstairs to change.
Men, is anyone with me on that one? Okay, you don't have faith enough to just stand up, buddy. Okay, we're going to get some confidence in you. Don't be afraid of her. But it's true. Although men do take a while, mainly in the shed. Don't know what they're in the shed, but they take longest there. But it's true because sometimes what we do is we say to God, God, what are you doing? All I wanted you to do was change this. And we kind of find ourselves in a position where there's a chrysalis, pupa type thing in our life and we're asking God for all this stuff, but yet God is trying to teach us patience and God is trying to teach us endurance. And it's not all now, because how many know that change takes time? And so we have to, as a community, as individuals, but also as the community called Today's Community Church, is understand that this will take time, that things won't just happen overnight. He thought that she was changing into a different outfit, but she is fundamentally changing. And that's different. Okay, we're in a new building, we're in a new season, we have all this resource now to pump back into our town and our church and our community, but this is the close. And God is trying to change you. God is trying to cause the change within you, to see something different, to think differently, to live differently. And sometimes it just takes time. When Dave announced the changes to the team about us taking on more responsibilities and for us as a church empowering Dave outwards to go and do the things nationally, internationally that is on his heart to do, it has all sorts of reactions. You know, you get reactions of, oh, that's fantastic, that's brilliant. And then you get reactions of, oh, no. Where are you going? He's not going anywhere. Well, he's in Bedworth. Okay, that's where he is now, but you go and find him afterwards if you want to. And you have all sorts of reactions, but this is the reality, okay? And this is where we are as a church community. We are the same church in a different season. We are the same church as we were this time last year, but it's a very different season. And so therefore, we have a choice. Either you and I mean, if you came new here since we opened this or since last year, phenomenal, brilliant, and I include you in this now, that we are the same church in a different season. What God might be trying to do is trying to change us so that we can live in this new season. And I love our church. I came here 13 years ago as this very strange, odd, well, still I'm a little bit, I'm probably 40% strange. I was about 80. I was a guy who came in who was really just trying to figure out faith as a teenager, trying to figure out where I was, you know? And I had longer hair, because that was cool. Is that cool, Live Free? Okay, no, it's fine. Just say that's fine. I had long hair. I was in a band called Quick Exit. I was the drummer, because when you heard our music, you made a quick exit. That was the pun. And I was really cool. And I remember just coming here and just really looking for something else, looking for something more, trying to establish my identity in God. And I remember just hearing these messages and talks, and I remember meeting people who were also probably just as strange as me, trying to figure things out. And so as I grew and I grew and I grew, what I realized is that I was in a caterpillar stage. And I came to this community and I was like, okay, God, what do you want me to do? What is it? Who is it that I, what's the kind of guy you want me to be? And I went through this period in time where I was in a chrysalis for a long time, for many years, and God was doing stuff in me, fundamentally changing me. And now I would say I'm venturing on to be a butterfly in this new season. That this community taught me how to function as a spirit-filled believer in a scattered world. It taught me how to love. It taught me how to care. It taught me what it looks like to have a big church but have a small community. It taught me how to have friends and have family. And I have wonderful parents who helped me along that journey, who showed me, who gave me the foundations of my life in order to build on. And I kind of want to say this, that the way I see it is that Jesus saved my soul, but this church saved my life. Because it taught me what it meant to be not just a man, but it taught me what it is to be a godly man. And for you who are starting here at the minute, who are coming new and seeing all this, go on that journey. You won't have it all together, but join us and join in. We also need to understand that the chrysalis isn't bad. Like, God actually takes us on this journey. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever found yourself in a chrysalis kind of stage in your life where you're not quite there, but you're not quite there, and you're kind of in the middle, and you're kind of figuring stuff out? There's two things to recognize, because God will do this, okay? It's, you've got to recognize what is pressure and what is persecution. Because God will apply pressure on you because he is refining you like he refines gold. He will turn up the heat not to burn you, but he will turn up the heat so all the things that you used to think were gold float to the surface and leave you, leaving a more valuable, stronger individual. See, God will put pressure on you. He will disciple you. He will grow you, and he will move you, and he will ask you to do things that might stretch you, but he will never persecute you. God doesn't do that. You're his child. Even if you're not a believer in here, or you're on the fence of faith, you are his child. And he will apply pressure to his child so that that child can grow stronger and fitter and healthier. Sometimes we sit there and we're in a chrysalis and we complain at God saying, what is going on? And God is like, I'll tell you what's going on. I'm putting pressure on you so you can become the butterfly I need you to be. Pressure's okay. Pressure's okay. Persecution's not. We stand against persecution. We pray against it. We join arms and we link together and we say no. No to that persecution. No to that enemy. I am a child of God. And we overcome that through our faith. But it's okay to have pressure. And you might be feeling pressure or persecution, but by identifying them, you will know which way God is trying to take you. Because God will do that. God will change you. Listen to this. It's in a book in the Bible called 2 Corinthians. It says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. See this language. The old has gone. The new is here. Same me, different season. Same church, different season. A change of building, but God is trying to change us. And in this process, God is saying there is an old, draw the line in the sand, and there is a new. Because when you connect with God, he transforms you. And this, there are stages in life where you do go through natural change. You know, you have the just becoming a child, a toddler, child, teenager, adult, young adult. And then I heard something cool the other day, which I think all you 40s to 60s will love. So after the young adults are called the grand adults. Okay, maybe not then. Okay. Grand adults, like grand designs. And then you hit retirement. I heard something else good as well. If you've just retired, you've not retired, you've refired. Grab hold of that. So you go through this stage of being young adult, grand adult, and then into refirement. And these natural changes happen to your body and to your soul and to your journey in life. But it also happens in a supernatural way as well. My grass on my front lawn, man, it's taken a pounding over the last week. Oh, them storms have been something else. Have you been here recently? Oh, man alive. I can't wait to see your heating bill. That's going to be a crush of that one, isn't it? My grass outside will not grow until the temperature gets warmer and the sun starts to shine on it more. And that is the natural environment reacting to another natural environment. But you will grow and become the butterfly the more that the warmth of God and the Spirit and his light shines on you. You will become something new. You will change and you will grow. It's the same you. It's a different season. Yeah. And that's what God does, because the old has gone and the new is here. God is working away. He's working away within you. He's testing you. He's growing you. He's shaping you. You know, I despair when I look at social media, because all I see is a bunch of caterpillars trying to convince everyone that they're butterflies. I would rather prove to people when they watch me fly. You can paint yourself all the colors of the world, but until you actually lift off that ground, you break out of that chrysalis, and you take to the air to what God has for you, then people will know. Then people will see you, and you won't have to say a word. Wow, look at that. And the problem isn't the place that we're in, but it's the people that we are. Do you know the current level that we play at isn't the level we're meant to stay at? Do you know that, God, there's more for you? There's more for this community. There's more for this town. And it's only when we make the switch from old caterpillar to new butterfly will we find the freedom that we desire. The actual process of a caterpillar changing to a butterfly, do you know what it is? Can anybody hazard a guess? Metamorphosis. I like that. Let's call Live Free Metamorphosis. Let's call our youth ministry #meta. Let's get it going, guys. You can do it. Let's start a revolution. Meta, such a cheesy name. Sorry if your business is called Metamorphosis. I'm sure it's a brilliant business. Metamorphosis. And it's actually a Greek word. We don't have an English word for it. It's actually a Greek word that we've taken over time. Metamorphosis. And it literally means this. It means to be transformed. It means to be transfigured. It means that, in fact, a metamorphosis is past tense. So it's actually something that's already happened, that it has metamorphosized. But that's what happens in our life. And that's what's happening in our church at the minute. We are going through a metamorphosis. And so you might be here thinking, wow, this is fantastic. I'm not sure what's changing. Or you might be here, have to come in for so many years thinking this is really changing. We are going through a metamorphosis of the most wonderful kind, where we are seeing more visitors come into our community than we ever have done before. We are seeing more of the community use the spaces that we hire or invest back into the community for their charities. We are seeing more stories than we ever have done before through our community pods and our groups and just people in their scattered places. We are seeing more abundantly and more immeasurably the effect that Jesus is having on people's lives when they walk in. You know, a young woman came in a few weeks ago, and she was sat, and she was from an abusive past. She had a history of drugs, and she sat there, and she heard it all, and at the end of that gathering, she gave her life to Christ. Wow. I mean, come on, somebody. And she was shaking because she felt God for the first time. And all it is, it's grass receiving light and warmth. It's the chrysalis. Oh, man. Oh, get off me. I can feel my wings. And more and more and more and more of that, please, God. More and more and more of that. But this is where we are. We are in a stage of metamorphosis. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be drilling down into what this butterfly looks like. We're going to be practically showing you three ways that we feel that this community is becoming the butterfly and moving toward the new season. Yeah. And the video before was great. Gav and the media team did a phenomenal job in that video. And it outlined verses in the Bible that I want to read to you now. So if you're taking notes, this is Ephesians 4, 14 to 16. Now, this is what Paul the Apostle writes to a group of people just like you. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, so he's saying the old is gone. You're not going to be just a plastic bag blown away in the wind anymore. You're not going to be trapped anymore. You're not going to be fearful anymore. The new has come. Instead, this is what's new. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is, Christ. For him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows, builds itself up in love as each part does its work. You have love, grow, and work that we would say serve. And this is what it looks like to be the butterfly. It means that the butterfly loves and yearns for something more than what it has done before. It yearns for something greater, not just one tree, but to explore all the trees in the environment. That the butterfly grows in a life of flight, and it grows in expectation and courage as it explores the world around it. And it serves not just itself and feeding itself, but it serves a purpose to go and reproduce and to go and to live the cause that it has inherently got built within it. So let me ask you a question. As a community, we are in this wonderful season that is the chrysalis, where God is forming something new in us and is creating strong bonds with each other and with the new people that come in and the empowerment that we're bringing into our town. But let me ask you, as an individual, are you a caterpillar or are you in the chrysalis? Where are you in that? Do you feel like you are, like I said before, do you feel like you're limited? Do you feel like you are localized? Are you always searching for that new leaf? Or are you in a chrysalis? Is something changing? Is something adapting? Is something new happening? I had a joke the other day. And it was, thanks, I'm going to do it. I have a microphone. Okay, don't do it. I'm going to do it anyway. What did the caterpillar do at New Year? He turned over a new leaf. See you later. See you next week. That's it. But what if any leaf that you find will not create the sense of security that your soul longs for? How many times will we go from leaf to leaf to leaf to leaf, just looking for the next meal, looking for the next thing that feels good, looking for the thing that gives this temporary solution? What if God wants us to move from the leaf into a chrysalis, into a time where he is changing you instead of you changing leaves? God is bringing the change within us. Lastly, and then I'll leave you alone before you call the police. I want to read a story to you, Matthew 5. Matthew chapter 5. It's a book written by a guy called Matthew, and it's in the Bible. And he says this, and it's on screen, but if you're taking notes, I'm reading from the Message version. It says this. This is Jesus speaking, okay? This is someone's version of what Jesus is saying. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light. Speaking to you today, you're here to be light, bringing out God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. And we're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. Wow. Bringing out the God colors in the world. That's what you do at your home. In your family. That's what God is asking you to do in your workplace and on your neighborhood and your street, is to go in and where there are 50 shades of, I wasn't going to finish that then, where there are 50 shades of beige, there are now colors of grace and hope. There's multiple rainbows over the sky. Do you know what a swarm of butterflies is called? It's called a kaleidoscope. You know that? And what I want to see, and what I see, is that as 400 odd caterpillars break out the chrysalis, and they spread the wings, and all the colours and the flecks of just amazing greatness that is on their life begins to flap and take flight. and hundreds of people would decide to leave the ground and decide to live as a butterfly in a new way, in a new season, so that when your friend at work looks at you and looks at this church, they will look up at the sky and know that there are God colors raining down over our town, raining down over the relationships, raining down over the poverty. And that's what we're going to do, because God is heading us toward the butterfly. We are a kaleidoscope of God's colour. Why don't you stand to your feet? I'm finished. I'll welcome the band up and we'll finish with a song. There's some people in here who are new or who have been coming a while who really have who've been asking questions of faith and about themselves and whether they actually believe what we've been speaking about. And let me tell you this. The civilizations all across the world have always looked at the butterfly and brought a deeper truth out of that imagery. And you look at the Aztecs, or you look at the ancient Japanese people, or you look even closer to home in Europe, they always look at the butterfly as something where, like, the souls of the departed are coming back to the earth. And, you know, if a butterfly lands on you, it's good luck. If a pigeon lands on you, just run, because you know what it'll do. And Christianity is the same. But we look at the caterpillar and the butterfly, and we don't look at it as an end point, as in to say, this is the end, and that's it. But we look at it as a transition. You guys can just play what you want. You guys just chill. I'm fine here for a minute. And I just don't want you to study or doing nothing. That's the only thing. That's the worst, isn't it? Because what happens is, in our life, we find ourselves, we become aware at one point in our life that who we are is lacking, and what we have just isn't sufficient to fill up and fulfill our souls and our spirits. And we come to this point in time where we're like, is there more to life than this? Is there more, God? Is this it? And what the writers in the Bible do is they point us towards a wonderful moment where Jesus, who you heard about before, was a limited being. He was the infinity of God in a finite man, where God sent his son to us to live among us 2,000 years ago, to walk among us, to show us a different way. And he lived, he really did live a spotless life, a sinless life. And he did extraordinary things. Did you know he healed sick people? Did you know Jesus did that? Did you know that when he used to see people in his society, that his society said, don't care for them, don't love them? Did you know he used to reach out and touch them? Did you know that Jesus reached out to the most marginalized people in his social group and lifted them out? Did you know that he lifted people out of poverty? Even rich people, he lifted them out of their own self-inflicted poverty. Did you know that his best friend Lazarus died and he raised him from the dead? Did you know that? This is Jesus we're talking about. Anybody thankful for Jesus? Anybody thankful for who he is? And he lived as this caterpillar where he had so much within him that was so restrained by the world around him that it came to the point where something needed to change. And so he decided one day that he would allow himself to be arrested by the authorities, beaten, put on trial, and crucified on a cross. And he allowed himself to die, and he said, I surrender my spirit to you, it's finished. And he allowed himself to die. And then, as a payment for all the stuff that we do wrong, all the brokenness and the sin that we carry in our life, he paid a price. So that when you and I pass away and we're going on to the next life, those gates can be opened and Jesus will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. So he was put in an acquaintance's tomb, in Joseph's tomb. It's just like a bit of a cave. And he was there for a few days. And everyone thought it was over. And then on Sunday, or the third day, something miraculous happened again. and the stone was rolled away, and Jesus came out. Same man, different season. See, the power of Christ in your life is that he doesn't create ends, but he creates a new beginning. And that when we believe in that moment of resurrection and we say, you know what, Jesus, I believe in you more than I believe in my wage coming in on next payday. Jesus, I believe in you more than I believe that the sun will rise tomorrow. Jesus, I believe in you more than I believe in anything else in this world. When you believe that he is the butterfly, that he is the very model that he pushes us towards, that is the start of your new life. As Paul says, when the old has gone, the new has come.